Cameras, we are rolling. Good to go. Guys, we have with us our bowling coach, Mr. Bharat Arun. Before we continue, please put your phones on silent and we'll take one question at a time. Who won't go first?
As a bowling coach, how would you describe Jasprit Bumrah, his bowling style?
You want to talk about his action? I think it's something which is very unique. It's extremely unique. And I think what makes him so special is the is because he's so unique. Maybe the batsmen pick up his balls a little later than you know, which they normally do from very clean actions, and that makes him so much more potent.
Is the hand speed becomes the important part?
Of course, for any fast bowler to be bowling 145 clicks and above over a, consistently over a period of time, you need to generate a lot of speed from your arms.
Sir, would you say that this year in total has been the year of Indian fast bowlers? I mean, all of them, Jasprit Bumrah, Ishan, Shami, whenever they played, they have consistently done so well. Is the year of the fast bowlers for India and how pleased are you with that?
Definitely, yes. And I think over a period of time, right from the time we started our tour of South Africa, England and right now, they have done exceptionally well. And recently I was told that they've broken the record of the West Indian trio, which speaks volumes of these fast bowlers.
Bumrah's he's taken now, I think, 47 test wickets in his debut season as a test player. Does this surprise you at all that he's done so well?
To be very honest, I thought we were extremely confident of Bumrah doing well even before he started playing test matches, because we thought he was unique, and most batsmen who played him, not only us, even during the IPL, they said that it was difficult to pick him. And he was somebody who did exceptionally well in the domestic championships as well. So we thought we'd definitely give him a big go.
Bumrah said that one thing that had happened was no one's tried to change his action, just work on his fitness and just work with what he's got. Just wondering, as a coach, how important has that been? You know, it's obviously unique and it's different, not to change, you know, what is different.
I had the opportunity to work with Bumrah when he was the under 19 kid. He had come to, I was with the National Cricket Academy and he was there. And so we felt that Bumrah was able to generate a lot of pace with his action, which is unique, but puts a lot of strain on his body. So it was a challenge. We had a discussion with the physios and the trainers, and we came to the conclusion that we need to work on him to become extremely strong to be able to sustain his bowling.
So, I don't know if, like, England, you get to hear the commentary, but during this test, there has been some pretty offensive commentary. And Ravi Shastri obviously alluded to it 2 days ago about Lions Super Century. And today there was something about the names of Chetneshwar Pujara.
Games, sorry?
Names of Chetneshwar Pujara and how. What do you just make of this kind of commentary? Have you noticed as a team management?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question. Can you speak a little louder?
So, I don't know if you heard much of commentary, but...
not at all.
There's been a bit of offensive commentary during this test match, and Ravi, the other day, pointed it out on his show when he had a response for one of those comments. Have you, as a team management, taken note of the commentary or anything on the...
Well, yes, it does hurt you, but then when people make those remarks, but there's nothing you can do about it because it's beyond your control. If you can channelize that hurt towards doing better on the field, that answers all the questions.
No thoughts of any official complaints about
this? Right now, no.
Just on a slightly different track, why do you think the IPL has enhanced Indian cricket overall, you know, including test team, whereas it seems like the opposite's happened in Australia? Perhaps the BBL has affected the way that Australia plays.
For one, I think IPL is a great platform for youngsters to showcase their skills, and also rubbing shoulders with top international cricketers in the dressing room would work a long way in improving their confidence. And they also feel that when they do well at the IPL, they get extremely confident that they belong at the international level. And so I think IPL has been a great impact in Indian cricket over the last 10 years.
The attack that we have to face, attack that we have, obviously it's not overnight development, it's been work in progress. But what do you attribute this riches of base resources that India has disposed? We never had it ever historically.
I would say yes. It's a combination of a lot of work identifying what it requires to be bowling fast over a period of time, and the trainer, the strength and conditioning expert, Mr. Basu, and the physio have played a major role in also making these fast bowlers, because I think load monitoring is extremely crucial if you want them to last over a period of time, and their inputs thereby becomes extremely important. And that, I think it's a teamwork. It's not only the it's all the coaches together plus the our strength and conditioning experts and the physio who we sit down and discuss the loads of the fast bowlers, and that helps us to take really good calls.
Last few, Dan.
Have you been happy with how the Indian pace bowlers have been bowling with the old ball and moving the old ball relative to Australia? Because it seems like Australia hasn't been able to get as much of that movement as some of the Indian bowlers.
Most Indian bowlers back home, when we play domestic cricket, they use the old ball very well, because the Indian the subcontinent, the new ball doesn't move much, and then most of the wickets are conducive to spin. So the fast bowlers, the only way they can make an impression is if they can learn to move the old ball or reverse the old ball. And so that's been Indian. I think the domestic structure in India has really helped these fast bowlers evolve.
As well as India bowl, do you think also the Australian batsmen didn't show enough patience?
Well, we really focus on what we can do, and I thought the Indian bowlers did an exceptional job. So, they executed the plans perfectly, and so that way I have no complaints.
अरुण सर, टेल एंडर्स बार बार ऑस्ट्रेलिया के जो टेल एंडर्स हैं वो प्रॉब्लम बन रहा है, जैसे आज भी शायद हम मैच जीत सकते थे लेकिन कमिंस और नेथन लायन, तो उस पर कुछ वर्क हो रहा है, बार बार टेल एंडर्स ऑस्ट्रेलिया के प्रॉब्लम करते हैं.
See, there have been many occasions when we've got the tail enders early, and I think you must give credit when it's due. I thought Cummins played exceptionally well today. It was quite chanceless. There were a few balls that went in the air, but then it went in the gaps. But give him credit when it's due. But to be very fair, I thought we have at least on three occasions, we have really polished off the tail.
Final two.
Jadeja hasn't played an away test when the series has been alive through the year or for a while now. With this performance, do you think the way he's gone so far, do you think he's kind of proven to you that he can be your lead spinner, like, even when you play away from him?
I think Jadeja has matured a lot over the years, and what he's done in the last one or two years, he's gained in a lot of confidence, and the way he's progressed today and also the way he did in England, the lone test that he played in England, we can be quite confident that Jadeja can lead the spinning attack.
So can you just elaborate on what was maybe missing and how he's matured, like, in terms of
the goal? See, again, I would say that a spinner maturing is him understanding. Is about the spinner discovering himself, and how he does it is tries various angles at which he can deliver the ball and what he could do with a slight change in the positions of the wrist. And I think the last 2 years, Jadeja has been very, very quick. He's learned quite a lot, and that has helped him evolve from what he was earlier.
Final one, Manu.
You took over as coach, the two stints you have been as a bowling coach, and you took over first time, they did the same bowling for many. So what were the challenges in front of you? What mental aspects you had to work on?
I think mentally most Indian cricketers are very tough. As you would know, they go through a lot in their childhood, and also playing first class cricket, so many cricketers, the competition, and to reach where they are, you should be mentally tough to reach here. But there was one problem. If you look at it as a problem, yes, the consistency was a problem with the Indian fast bowlers earlier. There have been great fast bowlers, but then to have a bunch of fast bowlers now, I think this is the first time India has had a great bunch of bowlers, or else there have been really good bowlers like Zahir Khan, Kapil Dev, great bowlers that India has ever produced earlier. But then having three, four together at the same time, it really augurs well for Indian cricket. And now they have proved over the last 1 year that they are fast, and they can be mean, and they can be consistent.
Thank you.